Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Now, Hawkesbury today, Darren Findell's going to give us his thoughts. How are you, Darren?
Yeah, it's all good, Cozzy. A change of venue today with the Wednesday meeting being at Hawkesbury, and I think next week our Wednesday program will be at Cessnock with an unusual Kensington Twilight or Twilightish program on Thursday week. But yes, racing in the West today at Hawkesbury, and there's quite a few races I like on this card as well.
All right. Now, the first, we get a small field of five, full field.
Yeah, tricky race to start the card. I think any one of the top three could really win it, but I've gone with Quality Approach as the on-top pick with the blinkers going on first time. It's the Melbourne-based horses in Sydney for the time being, and the run the other day behind Ula Saba was a reasonable enough effort. I think this is just a touch easier. And with shades on, that might well do the trick for Quality Approach. Got it on top to beat number three, Commentator, who goes into this as a maiden, but the trip looks right. With the right trainer, David Payne does a good job with his three-year-olds when he steps them up in trip. And I think this is the race that it can definitely win now, Commentator. Host Winnepa Noise won its last two in a row at Hawkesbury as well. So I certainly wouldn't want to say it couldn't win. It certainly acts on the track and downstage best of the rest. 2, 3, 1, and 4, but we'll just get our eye in there in the first.
Okay, race two, take out number 10, Zanzibar.
Righto, this is a interesting race here. A few of these three-year-olds have gone okay at the trials. Now, Rosina Kozhinup's got a fair profile. All her trials have been good. One consistent thing, she's always very keen at her trials and tends to make a few little mistakes, but she won her latest trial at Rose Hill. She sat on the back of the speed. She travelled strongly and was too good there at the end, Rosina Kozhinup. I go back and look at some of her work from 8 months ago, and she was keen and was firing up back then, and she failed at her only start at Scone. But just want to give her a chance in this company today, Rosina Kozhinup, that she's had more time to mature. Got her as the on-top selection here to beat number 8, Ariage, who's a bit of value, the Godolphin filly here. She trialled, I don't think there was much between Rosina Kozhinup and Ariage the way the pair trialled, so the 8 is definitely the value in the race. Amicus Agrippa, not very good out of the gates, but it does muster very well. So if it gets a clear run in the first 100 metres, I think Amicus Agrippa will be well positioned. And off what it's done at the trials, it should be competitive here. And number 5, Swelton, its second preparation, looked to be the other key chance in the race. So I haven't really gone outside the circle here as far as value is concerned, but 9 on top to beat 8, 3 and 5.
Hawkesbury today, we're up to the third and a full field of 7 there, Darren.
Yeah, I'm quite keen on this race as well. We've got a late scratching of Casino Angel, but I really like Gary Portelli's three-year-old here, Above and Beyond, who showed good speed off an inside gate at Gosford and really dominated the race there. Was able to extend right away, but it ran good splits early and solid sectionals home. And I just think this will be leading off the inside gate, holding out Counter Current and also Evict. And I just think this will run them off their legs here, Above and Beyond. Jay Collett in the saddle. To beat number 2, Evict, first up winner at Hawkesbury in the maiden, beating Polehampton, was pretty skinny. It looks nailed on to run the Quinella. Then Counter Current, who'll be right up on the speed. And number 4, Kath there, the local runner. I'm sure it won't be too far from the money, but pretty keen Above and Beyond. There's plenty of upside with this now in its second preparation. So 3 to beat 2, 7 and 4.
All right, the fourth one, 10 Sizzling Ace.
Yeah, interesting scratching there, Sizzling Ace. I was looking at taking it on, so different play now in the race. Going to go with Heloise, the newcomer here from Godolphin and the Lonro filly. She's had a lot of trials leading up to this. Her latest one behind Rosina Kozhinup, she closed up really well, so we'll use Rosina as a bit of a yardstick from the earlier race. But quite happy to go this way with Heloise, number 7, Brenton Abdullah, booked for the ride. To beat number 5, Galena, who's going to run the clear favourite in the race now. She's been a very costly filly to the punters. She gives away big starts. There's no doubt she's going to win a race soon. I just thought it would have been a lot sooner than now when I saw her very early in her career when she levelled up against Eways at Randwick. But the fact is she just keeps getting turned over at short odds, so I wanted to try and avoid that scenario. Number 8, Lexi's Choice, I thought showed good improvement for the brakeman resuming at Singleton. at Hawkesbury. It's in the Singleton stable at Hawkesbury. But she led for a long way and was run down late by Wild Kingdom. So I think there's a bit of upside with her now in a second prep. And number six, Heavenly Thunder. He gets onto the firm going today. First time it's been on a firm track in a while. And that may just see her improve. So I'll put her in for fourth, Heavenly Thunder. So Heloise, the seven on top to beat 5, 8, and 6.
All right, race five. There's no changes.
Going with a bit of value here in Rock Zone, number 8. The first up run at Canterbury was only a fair effort, but there was a lot more depth to that race than there is to this. And in the previous preparation, Rock Zone, I think it's worth noting, first up last prep, it ran into Think and Be. Think and Be. And came from back in the field to get within about a neck of that runner at the end. I think that type of form line for this type of race is worth taking the chance with this at the price that's on offer. Number 5, Wakurna, runs favourite. I expect this to lead and give you a good sight at its second runner. El Coyote went okay at Goulburn last time. A little bit green, but hit the line well. Let's hope it jumps better than it did at Goulburn last time out. And number 7, Charaterra from the Snowden Yard. Latest trial behind on the top was a fair effort by Charaterra, the son there of Epaulette, and I've marked it down as a place prospect. But I'm happy to take the chance each way with Rock Zone at the price. 8 to beat 5, 1, and 7.
Now the Totes are second at Riccarton. The winner 2 Elfie paid 4, 10, 1, 30. 7 Princess Brook 1, 60. 4 Duffers Creek 3, 10. 4, 5 Flag the Groom. Now race 6 today and a full field.
Really keen on Clary Connors, runners resuming here. A Sky Ray, Tyanglen's been booked for the ride. That's a huge plus. Ty rode it brilliantly when successful at Kembla last time. He just rode it stone cold, got it to switch off, and it really extended brilliantly over the final 100 metres. And Ty's ridden it in a lead-up barrier trial. He gave it another test drive in the sense it jumped okay, but he just eased it right back, got it to settle. And there was a very good finish. There's a lot of speed in this, and that'll play right into Sky Ray's hands. I think he's one of the better bets of the day. To beat number 6, Excellus, who's certainly on the way up in the Brett Kavanagh yard. The first up win at Tamworth had dominated up front. I saw one of its wins at in Queensland at Toowoomba late last preparation, which indicated that she doesn't necessarily have to lead to be a winning chance. So Excellus, for me, is the danger. Will be well positioned in the run. Cyclone not on speed, and Rabanne's will enjoy the good speed and close off. But very keen on Sky Ray in the 6th, 1 to beat 6, 3 and 7.
And the 7th event, a full field of 12.
Well, interesting runner here. Woof. Race 7, number 6. This was pretty friendless in the market when winning on debut at Kembla. It drifted from about $4 in the morning out to a final SP dividend of 10. But Tegan Harrison rode it from gate 11, worked forward, took it about 400 metres to lead, but then it completely dominated the race, so this Japanese bred. Adam Hieronymus takes over today. I expect Wolf to lead and give you a very good sight. For the Quinellas, Ivy's Court, the New Zealander with Chris Waller. I think she really comes under notice. She was twice a winner over a mile in New Zealand, second up in Australia. I thought the first up run was very encouraging. When third behind Foxy Lady, it really indicated that she wants further. She gets it today. Tommy Berry in the saddle. Ivy's Court, the danger, if any. Via Veneto, I think, will run clearly third best. And for fourth, I wasn't really sure. Maya Zabrinka has been in the money at all three starts this preparation, so that seemed to be a reasonable enough plot to put it in for fourth. I think this is the betting race of the day, Cozzy. Woof! Six on top, 6 to beat, 8, 5, and 1 in that order.
Well, I'm tipping if it wins, you'll be wolfing them down tonight too. Don't worry about that.
Well, not at the current price of $2.50. I wish I got the $4.20, which the tab went up early. So
you'll be snipping someone else. Don't worry.
I'll be. I think I'll just attack the exotics there and try and get something out of it.
They say 3 host win Epinui comes out, Darren.
There's certainly no star-studded race to close the card. I just keep coming back to Devil's Lair in the last. I think third behind Keep Up's good enough. Keep Up, if it was in this race today, it'd be a short price favourite against this opposition. Number 8, Story of Tong Sai will stay at the 2,000 metres on Angel's Wings. Goes okay at Hawkesbury at similar journeys. And 9, Happy Partner, hasn't won in a long time, but it's always a place hope in a race of this nature. So Devil's Lair in the last, one on top to beat 8, 6, and 9.
All right, now what's your good things?
The good things, Cozzy, here we go. In order, race 3, number 3, Above and Beyond. That's officially the best bet of the day. I think Sky Ray will win the 6th, that's number 1. And woof, race 7, number 6 there. So that could be a nice three-leg multi. And I know you like a few legs on your multis.
I do, and I'm tipping Wolf could become the new Boom.
Well,
if he gets the money.
I tell you, there were some scenes. We watched that race, that Kembla victory at Moonee Valley after the Cox Plate. The race was on at about 5:55. They'd caught last drinks at the bar, and everyone's in a mad panic to try and get their last winning bet on of the day. And everyone was jumping on Wolf, and the scenes in the grandstand in that bar at Moonee Valley were absolutely epic.
Okay. What were the other people doing?
You're either cheering on Woof or you were just looking and saying, look at those mugs over there. Wish they'd shut up.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day. We'll talk to you a little later on from the track.
Yes, I'll head out there. Our scene's at about 12:30. We'll see how we go. Not sure how long it takes from Frenchs Forest to Hawkesbury.
Well, you'll find out today.
Yes.
Good on you. Okay. Thanks, Darren Findell.